Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, because today I will be taking you to a nice country inn with Ilona Andrews, Innkeeper Chronicles 3. But before that, let me remind you, this episode is available to you on Audible, iTunes, and YouTube. So please like and subscribe wherever you find this, so that we can bring you more such podcasts. Now, I think I'm done. Ilona Andrews have returned with this Innkeeper Chronicles. This series, you know, Innkeeper series is one of those series Ilona Andrews have started. Their usual books had really high stakes. These books have high stakes, but the narration, the feel of the book is very, how do I put it? Laid back. These are the books where I go in my off time. You know, like when I do not want something hard-hitting, something, you know, just nail-biting, I just go to them and they make me feel so nice. And the first two books, the stakes were high, but, you know, there was this disconnect. In this book, my God, this book starts off with a bang. The first chapter, you're off-world. You're no longer on Earth. Okay, you're going to rescue her sister and her niece from this vampire prison colony world. Wow.
Elantris.
Okay, although, you know, I just played the intro. The book is supposed to be like that. I sit down with a nice cup of tea and go like, ah, oh, this is going to be a relaxing read. We're going to go through Dina DeMille, who's the protagonist, the innkeeper, the magical innkeeper in this book. She's going to go through her inn, and her inn is going to do certain things. While I sip the tea, have my little biscuit. No, in this book, you're straight awful. So it just threw me for a loop over there. They rescue her sister with the help of the regular vampire, Arland, the vampire who's crushing on Dina DeMille. Okay, since two books, he has been crushing on Dina DeMille. And Sean Evans, her boyfriend, werewolf boyfriend, they go and rescue her sister, who has been married to a vampire warrior, is a warrior herself, a niece who's half vampire, half human, and they bring her back to Gertrude Hunt, which is a living inn. Okay, this book is far out there. I love it.
There's no such thing as a half vampire, is there?
Half vampire, half human? No,
but
no.
Then when a human gets bitten, the human becomes a vampire, right?
Okay.
That's how the fable goes.
Yeah. They apparently, according to this book, vampires do not belong on Earth.
Okay, they're aliens.
Aliens. Fine. So, and they do have fangs. They will drink your blood, but they're aliens. Okay,
they're aliens with eclectic tastes.
And weird. They got families which go to battle, have an interspace battle with each other. And Arlen Kral is the general of this house, Kral.
Okay.
Who's been crushing on Dina DeMille for the last two books. You have to read these books. These books are awesome. Okay, and there is always that alien species Dina DeMille has to save from extinction in an inn. There are always that. Apart from this, and there are the regulars like Caldania, Her Grace, the mass murdering psychopathic guest she has to keep around. Okay. Because she's got a lifetime membership. Oro, the multi-limbed clawed chef with more taste buds than anybody else in the universe. Her dog, Beast, which is a shapeshifter. And then... that's the beauty of this series. You bring all these characters from this universe... Okay, from this universe, which are weird. You got an alien, you got a werewolf, they got their inter-macho battle, then you got this sheriff who's got, who's every dialogue is written in hyperbole, and he's always talking about his food. Oh, my food, where will I get the ingredients and all that? And then there is the Caldania who looks at him and says, you better make something or I'll eat you. And now you have a...
Talk about job pressure, man.
Okay, and Maud, now you have this sister, and these two new characters, Maud and Helen, the niece, these two her sister who's a badass warrior. And here we thought Dina was quite a badass, but she had this subtle personality, you know, to match with the innkeeper thing. Hey, man, if her sister Maud picks up a sword and hacks people apart, okay, I wonder what her brother, her missing brother, who we've been talking about since book one, her missing brother, Klaus, is going to be like. And with her sister now here, we're going to be get into Klaus. And I can't wait. This series really got me. Before these two books, it was like a casual interest. Now I'm into it.
That's the thing about series, right? When you read the first book, you may or may not get inside it. But by the third book, you're very into it. And she has a very deft touch. Yeah.
Ilona Andrews.
Yeah.
Two writers. Ilona and Andrew Gordon.
So they have conversation, their quirky characters.
The basic
dialogue. That's very interesting.
Amazing. Mm. The basic dialogue, they're like back and forth, witty back and forth. And it's amazing. I love this book.
So how much, what's your rating?
This book I expected, you know, to take me down to a nice cup of tea.
Yeah, you said so.
So I was planning to give it a 5. But since it misadvertised itself, I will take away a star.
Oh my. You liked it.
Oh yes, I love it. It just keeps me soothed. And you know, in the audiobook format, because I picked this book first as a, you know, as a Kindle book, but when I picked it up in an audio format, Renee Rodman again was, you know, right on point. She did not falter once. Yeah, with that Southern American accent, with that rolling tongue. I love it. Although she is getting old, I would like her much more. Somebody like that, much more, for the next book, because Dina DeMille is a younger character. But that's for me. And I expect you to read it, to read this series. This is beautiful. I would suggest you people also. This episode is available to you on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. So please like and subscribe so that we can get you more of this content. We just ran out of the music. So, bye-bye, people.
Bye.